bienvenidos una semana más a Ópera Judaica. Hoy presentaremos una obra sorprendente en su formato, compuesta en 1993 por el judío estadounidense Steve Reich. Nos referimos a The Cave, La Cueva, para la que contó con la colaboración de su esposa, la videoartista Beryl Corot. La obra, en tres actos, es descrita como una pieza teatral de vídeo de música documental y se organiza alrededor de una proyección de vídeo en cinco grandes pantallas con un conjunto de percusión, voces y cuerdas tocando en vivo bajo ella. En el relato bíblico, Abraham compra la cueva de la Majpelá a Efrón, el hitita, para enterrar a su esposa Sara. La cueva de los patriarcas, como desde entonces se conoce, se convirtió en el lugar de reposo final no solo de Sara, sino también del propio Abraham y sus descendientes. La cueva, situada en la ciudad de Hebrón, tiene alrededor aún el muro que Herodes erigió, así como las ruinas de una iglesia bizantina y la mezquita construida en el siglo XII. Es el único lugar de la tierra donde judíos y musulmanes rezan, aunque por turnos. En esta obra, Steve Reich exploró las diferentes raíces del judaísmo, cristianismo e islam mediante una confrontación con la historia bíblica. La obra narra el relato de Abraham y simultáneamente en la pantalla van apareciendo las entrevistas de vídeo de personajes contemporáneos. Las preguntas que se hacen son solamente cinco. ¿Quién es para ti Abraham? ¿Quién es Sara? ¿Quién es Hagar? ¿Quién es Ismael? ¿Y quién es Isaac? En el primer acto se formulan a personajes israelíes, en el segundo a palestinos y en el tercero a estadounidenses. Las preguntas son repetidas musicalmente por el ensamble. La oiremos en una grabación de 1996 con Paul Hillier al frente del Steve Reich Ensemble, formado por las sopranos Cheryl Benzman-Rowe, Marion Beckenstein, el tenor James Bassi y el barítono Hugo Munday, las percusiones de Bob Becker, Ross Hartenberger, Gary Kvistad y Thad Wheeler, los teclados de Nuri Tiles, Edmund Niemann y Philip Bush, los violines de Elizabeth Lim y Todd Reynolds, la viola de Scott Rawls y el cello de Jean LeBlanc, además de las flautas, oboe, corno inglés, clarinete y clarinete bajo de Leslie Scott y Al Hunt. Arriba el telón. Thank you.
Who is Abraham? Abraham for me is my ancestor, my very own personal ancestor. I was brought up to think like that, and I still, I guess, think like that. It's stuck in my mind. My father, when I was a young person, or actually a child, used to count the names of our ancestors, started with Adam, going all the way down to the 12 tribes. And I remember how we used to learn Adam, Sheth, Enosh, Cainan, Mahalaliel, Yared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, and then we go down Noah, Shem, Arphaxad, Shelah, Peleg, Ru, Serug, Nahor, Terah, Abraham, and then we used to say Abraham, Isaac, Yaakov, and then we used to say the 12 tribes, our ancestors' names. Just memorize all of them. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Issachar, Zablon, Dan, Naphtalim, Gad, Asher, Yosef, Binyamin, and then go all the way down and come down to my great-great-great-grandfather, whose name was Shimon, and then comes Sholem, and then Shalem, and Harun, and Mesha, and Yitzchak, and myself. So for me, there is a chain of ancestral relationship to Abraham.
And Abraham took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all the things, and all the servants. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. And the Lord sent to Abraham after Lot separated from him. Raise now your eyes and look from the place where you were, north and south and east and west. For all the land which you see to your eye, I give it, and to you say forever. And I will make spring as the dust of the earth, so that if one can count the grains of dust in the earth, so your offspring may be counted. The book of the land through its length and breadth, for I give it to you. And Abraham moved his tent and came to dwell by the oaks of Mamre, which are in Hebron. And he built there an altar to the Lord. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am your shield, your reward shall be very great. And Abram said, O Lord God, what can you give me, seeing I will die childless? And my house will go to Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, behold, to me you have given no offspring,
beautiful woman. beautiful woman.
She's beautiful. 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 She's beautiful. Beautiful. She's beautiful.
Very realistic.
And closer to the source. She is stronger. Closer to the source. Stronger. She is stronger and closer to the source.
She was very good looking. Good looking. Very good looking. Very good looking. She was very good looking.
And she didn't have children. Didn't have children. And she didn't have children. Children. Didn't have children. Didn't have children.
His wife Sarah was barren.
Someone who had a chance, but had a chance. Someone who had a chance, but she was not able to prevail. She wasn't able to prevail.
Very pathetic. Very, very pathetic. Very, very pathetic. And a little aggressive. And a little aggressive.
A girl rose her nose. A girl rose her nose. So I won't judge Sarah so severely. So I won't judge Sarah. So severely. It was very daring of her. It was very daring of her to let another young woman. Let another young woman into the bed of her husband. Into the bed. Bed of her husband.
the first son of our ancestor Abraham, the first son of our ancestor Abraham, a relative, relative, a relative, relative, the first son of our ancestor Abraham.
Abraham's firstborn son. Abraham's firstborn son. Abraham's firstborn son.
He's our relative. Relative. Our relative. He's different. Different. He's different. He's our relative. Relative. Our relative. He's our relative. Relative.
A relative. Relative. A relative. Relative.
Relative, relative. He's our relative, relative. He's different, different. He's different.
An ambivalent kind of attitude towards Ishmael. Ambivalent. An ambivalent. Kind of attitude. Kind of attitude. Towards Ishmael. Ishmael. An ambivalent kind of attitude towards Ishmael. With which I was brought up. With which I was brought up. With which I was brought up.
An ancestor of the Arabs. Ancestor of the Arabs. Of the Arabs. Ancestor of the Arabs.
But the children of Ishmael. But the children of Ishmael. Ishmael. But the children of Ishmael. We can see them in the streets. Season in the streets. We can see them in the streets.
Fighter. 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 Fighter.
Fighter. Fighter. Fighter. Fighter. Fighter.
An ambivalent kind of attitude towards Ishmael. Ambivalent. An ambivalent. An ambivalent kind of attitude towards Ishmael.
See them in the streets. We can see them in the streets. We can see them in the streets.
He's our relative, relative. Our relative. He's our relative, relative. A relative. Relative.
And the Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre, while he was sitting at the opening of his tent in the heat of the day. And he raised his eyes
Son of the favorite wife.
Very difficult to be a son of a revolutionary. Very difficult. Very difficult to be a son of a revolutionary. Revolutionary. Very difficult to be a son of a revolutionary.
The obedient son. The obedient. Obedient. Obedient son. Obedient. The obedient son.
To continue. 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 To continue. Continue. Continue.
What his father has done.
What his father.
Continuity. You can't
continuity.
Almost a pale figure. Almost. Almost a pale figure. Almost. Almost a pale figure. Almost a pale figure.
Continuity. Continuity.
She was just protecting her death.
crucial moment.
It's great power. There's great power attached to this place. Great power attached to this place.
ويوسف العم ويقبر ويثو إسحاق ويشمويل بنو المعورة مخبلو السذي عفرين بن سهر هايتي أشر على البني ممري السودا أشر قون وابرهم ميث من حيث شوم قبر ابرهم وسورشتا
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أهل الكتاب لم تحاجون في إبراهيم وما أنزلت التوراة والإنجيل إلا من بعده أفلا تعقلون. ها أنتم هؤلاء حاججتم فيما لكم به علم فلم تحاجون فيما ليس لكم به علم والله يعلم وأنتم لا ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين إن أولى الناس بإبراهيم للذين اتبعوه وهذا النبي والذين آمنوا والله ولي المؤمنين صدق الله العظيم.
Ibrahim was neither Jew nor Christian, but a Muslim.
Ibrahim was neither
Jew nor Christian. Christian, but a Muslim. It means the man who surrenders his soul to God.
It means a man who surrenders. It means
the man who surrenders his soul to God. We call him our father, Abraham. Ibrahim.
We call him
our father, Abraham. Ibrahim.
Ibrahim.
We call him our father, Abraham. Ibrahim.
He is the father of Isaac and Ismail.
The father.
He is the father of Isaac and Ismail. The father of Isaac and Ismail. Abraham or Abraham is this bridge between the two cultures.
Abraham or Abraham is this bridge between the two cultures.
He is our common ancestor. See? He is our common ancestor. See? Our common ancestor. See?
The father.
Father.
Is a fatherly figure.
The father.
Father. Is a fatherly figure. Who actually left something behind him.
Left something behind him.
That really never been resolved.
For me, Abraham is the father of the prophets. Simply like that.
Abraham is the father of the prophets.
Simply like that.
Father of the prophets.
For me, Abraham is the father of the prophets. Simply like that. I mention his name 16 times a day when I pray.
Abraham is our father. Is our father. Peace upon him.
Peace upon him.
Peace upon him.
Hajar is the second wife of Abraham. She's, as I was taught, Egyptian. She was pretty.
She is the mother of Ishmael, who is considered the father of the Arabs. Ishaq being the father of the Jews.
She is the mother of Ishmael.
Was considered the father of the Arabs. Ishaq being the father of the Jews.
In the Islamic culture, the second wife is called Durra.
The second wife
is called Durra. Durra means something harmful. Harmful to who? To the first wife.
Pleasure is the second.
Sarah and Hajar were not on good terms.
Sarah and Hajar.
Hagar has no alternative.
No alternative.
No alternative but to accept. The decision of Sarah and Abraham to send her far.
To send her far.
To send her far from Palestine. Hagar has no alternative.
She's been used. Ready to sacrifice and give.
She was
ready to sacrifice and give.
I believe that was for a special purpose from God.
I believe that was
for a special purpose from God.
She did not resist in anything.
She did not
resist in anything. She accepted everything.
She accepted
everything.
She lived in a tent as a refugee, I think. As a refugee, I think. In a tent.
Discrepancy between the Old Testament account of that and the Quranic account.
Discrepancy in the Torah, it's Isaac. In the Torah, it's Isaac. In the Quran, it is Ismail. In the Quran, it is Ismail.
Ismail is the firstborn of Ibrahim.
Sacrificing you.
Son said, do as you are commanded. Son said, do as you are commanded.
The moment he put the knife on his neck,
the Archangel Gabriel saved the son.
He was ready to sacrifice his life for his father. life for his father.
An obedient son. An obedient son.
He was not the revolutionary type. He accepted things.
The father of Muhammad.
Ishaq is the second born of Ibrahim.
Ishaq is one of the Jewish prophets.
Isaac was the ancestor of the kings of Israel, the prophets, and Jesus Christ as well.
A challenger and also spoiled and snobbish and arrogant. Ishmael is the oldest and he's the inheritant and we are the descendant and that's that.
Half brothers from different mothers. Half brothers.
They are all the time connected one by the other. It was called on his name.
It was called.
It was called on his name, Al-Khalil, which means friend of God.
They say that. They say that Abraham is a Jew. He was a Muslim. This place is holy for me.
This place is holy.
This place is holy for me. You can't make war against my feeling. It's impossible to get in my heart.
It's impossible.
can't make war against my feeling. It's impossible to get in my heart.
It's very mysterious place.
I thought of all the history. I felt myself a very little piece.
I am living now, and he lived 4,000 years ago, and he was a prophet.
4,000 years ago.
The angels, the invisible angels, were sent to him, and I'm standing next to his grave.
Was a man called Abraham? For me, it's been in faith.
For me, it's in faith,
yeah, inside.
I hope that inshallah I'll get to paradise.
Who knows?
Who knows?
You want him, he is near you.
You want him!
You want him, he is near you. This is Khalil. This is Khalil. And especially at the night, yeah? At the night, yeah?
Abraham Lincoln.
Top mid sand and sea.
They've never read it.
Old Testament, never read it. Old Testament, never read it.
The Old Testament is...
Back to Abraham.
father, faith, father, faith. Father,
faith, faith.
Father,
faith,
father,
faith.
Father, a father of faith. Father, father of faith. Father, a father of faith.
I think of Abraham like this. It's 2100 BC, or thereabouts. He's living in the third dynasty of Ur. It's a polytheistic society. The chief god is Nanna, who is the moon god. Abraham grows up, he's a city kid. His father makes idols, he crafts idols.
God says, go. I'll show you where later. Abraham ups and leaves.
Just leave mother, father, and everybody else and go.
Abraham ups and leaves.
She packs up her pots and pans. When she doesn't know where they're going. God who gave her the name Sarah. He goes into Egypt and passes Sarah off as his sister. Passes Sarah off as his sister. This so that he will be safe. So that he will be safe.
What was his choice?
What was his choice?
They say divine intervention.
She laughs. She is She's real. Says to Abraham, listen to what Sarah says. Listen to what Sarah says.
Next wife, I think, was Egyptian.
I understood Hagar because of my own mother. She was a German immigrant who was never accepted in the Irish clan.
A servant takes orders.
A servant takes orders.
Whatever you tell them to do, they do it.
She gets kicked out.
You can see Lily and Gish playing the part of Hagar, some terribly vulnerable woman.
When I think of Hagar as a black female, I really think of myself. The story itself has been covered over with the so-called story of their jealousy.
She gets kicked out.
She's the first female that God speaks to.
First single mother. first single mother. And she doesn't plead and doesn't beg, she goes.
The firstborn, son of Hagar. Son of Hagar.
He caused a lot of trouble. He caused a lot of trouble.
The Lord says he's going to be a wild man.
Driven away with his mother.
Driven away
with his mother.
He's sort of the James Dean of the Old Testament.
From Moby Dick. From Moby Dick. From Moby Dick, call me Ishmael.
As big as the Bible for other people. As big as the Bible for other people.
Call me Ishmael. An outsider, a stranger.
And the person we all identify with.
Loner. He's the first cowboy.
Cowboy!
Guy who walks off into the sunset. Walks off into the sunset. All by himself.
The outsider is a good guy. American mythic thinking values the man alone.
The man alone.
From Moby Dick. That would be my first, second, or third response.
First response!
Then I'd have to really think and go, oh yeah, and that's,
oh,
from,
yeah,
the Bible.
And that's from the Bible.
Driven away with his mother.
Driven away
with his mother.
Ishmael is not at all the outcast. In any larger vision of world history,
the father of the Arabs, the Arab people.
Testing, 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 testing,
really know if you've got it in you or not.
You don't know.
Has no particular meaning to me.
Never rang a bell.
Never rang a bell.
angel is buried in it himself.
Isaac and Ishmael come together to bury Abraham.
You're talking about our common ancestor. So the stakes are fairly high in a place like that.
Particular cave would have been chosen is hard to say, but somebody must have been buried there before.
Strangers come, and Abraham, without asking questions, offers them hospitality.
Take place in sort of a never-never land or off on Mount Olympus.
There really was an Ur of the Chaldees.
Every city was right.
There really were herdsmen like Abraham.
Thank you.
entertaining angels unawares. I expected a cave. All I remember is a narrow, thin grate in the ground. And I was pointed by the guide there, underneath, is Abraham. There's Sarah. There's Adam and Eve, so the tradition goes. Entertaining angels unawares. Even in some very clumsy or momentary way.